Governor Pritzker says the state is working hard to increase its capacity to test for coronavirus, as doctors report the highest one-day total of COVID-19 deaths since the start of the pandemic. You just heard the governor live on News Radio. WBBM's Jim Gudis is live on the newsline to begin our coverage.
Lisa, the governor had hoped to reach 10,000 COVID-19 cases a day to get a better handle on the spread of the virus. Right now, the state is at about 6,000 cases a day and tests a day. But he says there have been issues with a test the state is developing with a biotech company.
We are still not getting the level of output that we want to see from these machines. More importantly, these tests are not producing valid results.
And while the federal government has sent testing machines to Illinois, Pritzker says the supplies with those machines are limited. Meanwhile, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the state's public health director, says there are early signs that the state could be approaching the peak in cases, but it's still early to make predictions.
It's really hard to start making specific days, like we're X number of days from the peak, but we think we're heading in that direction.
The number of confirmed cases in Illinois rose today by 1,529, bringing the total to 15,078. The number of coronavirus-related deaths in Illinois rose by 82 to 462. Reporting live, Jim Gudis, News Radio 105.9 FM.